The rapper hip-hop artist known as Pitbull has a huge following, a worldwide concert schedule, a multi-million dollar recording contract, and one of these things is not like the others, he just opened his own charter school. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, Pitbull is the latest in a long list of celebrities lending their star power to the flourishing charter school movement.
Alicia Keys, Denzel Washington, Shakira, Oprah Winfrey, all sponsor or support charter schools.
Went from Mr. 305, Dade County, to Mr. Worldwide.
Now you can add Pitbull, Armando Cristian Perez, to the list.
They're already labeling me Mr. Education.
Ironic, considering that at the last school Pitbull attended, the principal couldn't wait to get rid of him.
He literally told me, I don't want you in my school. I'm going to give you a diploma. Get out of here.
Pitbull's parting words, thank you. His school, though, is not going to treat kids like that, he says. It's called SLAM, Sports Leadership and Management Academy, grades 6 to 12. The school sports theme has a vocational bent to it, a way to hook kids for whom school is boring, says Pitbull.
If sports is what you love, one way or another, it is a business you can get involved with, whether you're a therapist, an attorney, a broadcaster.
SLAM opened this fall in Miami's Little Havana, not far from the unforgiving streets where Pitbull says he got his real education. A place that 17-year-old Austin Rivera also calls home. He transferred to SLAM after listening to Pitbull speak at his former school.
He came from nothing and became something huge. It shows, like, not a lot of people are handed everything. Like, you have to work for what you want. And that's what he showed. And, like, in some of his music, he'll tell you that.
Growing up poor, fatherless, tempted constantly. That was my world, says Pitbull. It's the reason he connects with kids.
A lot of these kids are so creative, but no one believes in them. No one motivates them. I relate to them. But then I have to give it to them raw, because that's what's going to make them understand my story.
Pitbull's parents fled Cuba, but after settling in Miami, the family struggled. His father was imprisoned for drug dealing. At 16, Pitbull began dealing, too, and rapping. He chose the name because he says Pitbulls are too stupid to lose. The name and the outlaw image stuck.
Yeah, let's go.
Pitbull's breakthrough hit came in 2004 with a song titled Culo, a vulgar word in Spanish, booty, in the rap vernacular. It wasn't long before Pitbull was making millions, touring with rappers Eminem and 50 Cent. Pitbull's problems with drugs and alcohol, his womanizing, his profanity-laced lyrics don't exactly qualify him for opening a charter school. Surprisingly, parents and educators at his school don't think it should disqualify him either. Critics say Pitbull is not the issue. It's the school itself they find objectionable.
I don't know if it's going to provide students something useful at the end of the day.
Raquel Regalado is on the Miami-Dade County School Board.
I guess you can expect Pitbull to show up every now and then, and that's kind of cool if you're a Pitbull fan. Now, how does that translate into academic achievement? That's the difficult part of this that a lot of parents don't understand. I think it's a marketing ploy, honestly.
Well, if it's a marketing ploy, the public school system has also utilized this marketing ploy to their advantage.
That's Nina Rees. She heads the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools. She says she's not about to apologize for supporting Pitbull School.
Whether it's Pitbull or Meryl Streep in Rhode Island or Sandra Bullock in Louisiana, charters do benefit from celebrities because, unlike public schools, they do have to market themselves to families because these are schools of choice.
As for Pitbull's music, Rees says she has no problem with that either.
We're not endorsing his music, but welcoming him as an investor.
Besides, says Rees, everybody's entitled to their own taste.
I admit that I'm a fan of his music.
So much so that Rees invited Pitbull to be the keynote speaker at this year's National Charter School Conference in Washington, D.C.
I know you guys might be thinking, what is Pitbull doing here today? I'm thinking the same thing.
There he was, the 32-year-old rapper, shaved head in a three-piece suit and tie, in front of an audience captivated not just by his rags-to-riches story, but by this revelation. Three of the six children he has fathered attend charter schools.
I'm not just a charter school advocate. I'm a charter school parent.
And that makes me one of you now, Pitbull proclaimed.
With that said, It's Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, checking in, checking out. Thank you so much for having me today. Muchas gracias.
Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.